This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
This is Kate Kinsey. I am here at Southeast Leather Fest, and I'm talking to Sir Loki. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
It's wonderful to see you. And I understand you are the resident pup wrangler.
Something like that.
So we have your puppies going at it over here. They're having a good time.
Yep. Just got the puppy mosh started, so they're playing around. They've got the squeaky toys out, though we've got the loudest one mostly out of the way. Yesterday we had the sort of learning session where people were able to come in and ask questions who'd never experienced pup play before and kind of get a taste for it.
So for our listeners who don't know anything about what is puppy play and what is it aimed at developing?
Okay, well, puppy play at its most basic is someone takes on the mentality of a puppy. It can be in combination with a human handler. Sometimes it's more of a pack structure with other puppies. My personal pack is myself and four puppies. I act as a human handler to them. I also kind of act as an alpha in some situations because I started out my leather involvement in the community was as a leather pup.
So sometimes you still get down there with them and puppy wrestle?
Not as much as I used to because I'm old and broken.
We all...
And getting down on my knees for a while is kind of rough on the back and everything, but it was great to start out that way, if only because it gives you a great insight into how different people have different takes on what it turns them on, what's a fetish, what's a kink, because let's be honest, once you've been down on all fours with a rubber butt plug in your butt and have chased a squeaky chicken across a dungeon floor, you don't make fun of anyone else's kinks.
Well, no, it looks like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. There can be some of the traditional power exchange of a BDSM relationship between the handler and the pups, but it tends to be a lot more relaxed. And I like to say, instead of the traditional power exchange, it's more an exchange of loyalty for affection.
Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing that we've got some puppies who are hanging on the edge. Are these new puppies that are learning to get in there and socialize? Or
Sometimes. There's a couple that I haven't personally met before. So puppies do tend to sort of hang out on the side and watch what's going on before they jump in. Although some, you know, like with any other group of people, some are more extroverted and will just jump straight in and start tackling people or wrestling for toys or competing for attention or what have you.
So you talk about it being more relaxed, and I guess I can see that because obviously you want to incorporate the playfulness of puppies.
Sure.
But they want to be obedient to their handler as well.
Sure.
Do they sometimes push that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, especially when there are treats involved. Like, I mean, I had to put up one of the toys before this started so that the squeaking wouldn't interfere. And they've still got some, but I had to put some of the louder ones away, and they were trying to steal it back.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing they'll do.
But it was so cute, because I've seen my own dog do that.
And that's exactly it. I'd say the difference between this and, say, like, a master-slave or a dom-sub relationship is you sort of instill protocols and expected behaviors in your sub. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a dog, it's more you train them to do tricks, you train them to do specific things, less so general styles of behavior.
Right.
I mean, you want them to be behaved. You don't want them attacking people or anything like that. But you still, part of the idea with the headspace of puppy play is that you live in the moment and you don't have awareness of the consequences of what you're doing.
Mm.
So when you get deep into that space, you're just instant gratification mode. So you can get a command and you'll listen to it and you'll obey it, but you don't necessarily think about what's going to happen if I don't obey it.
I can see that that would be very freeing.
And that was great. That was one of the things I liked about it when I started out, was the ability to just sort of let go of the day's stresses and just relax, be in the moment, trust in the handler to take care of everything and be able to let that stress go.
And you've been doing this for a while. I think this is your fourth year,
This is my fourth year itself. I did it. I'd been a puppy myself for a couple of years before I became a handler, and I'd been a handler again for a couple of years before I started coming to Southeast Leather Fest.
I'm sorry, I'm being distracted by just how adorable this can be.
Well, and that's one of the things I talk about. It's more relaxed and fun than some of those stricter relationships is you can participate with a pup mosh just by coming out and watching.
Mm-hmm.
In a more traditional BDSM scene, there's power exchange and energy flow between the dom and the sub, or the top and the bottom, however you want to phrase that. Whereas with puppies, I liken it to it's broadcast energy. They're running around. They're sharing their energy with everyone who wants to receive it.
So if someone is interested in puppy play, do you have any advice for how they begin to explore this?
I mean, you can do it any way you want. You can pick up a dog bed and curl up and sleep on it. Find what makes you comfortable, what helps you get into that relaxed headspace. You don't necessarily need a handler, though it can help with that transition by giving someone that you trust the power to keep an eye on you and keep you in a safe space so you can get to that head place. The only pieces of gear that I say are really required for puppy play are a set of knee pads and a first aid kit.
Okay. I can see where the knee pads would be, but there's a lot of other interesting things. I'm noticing some headgear that really gives them the whole puppy look.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of break it down into three general categories. One is the sort of innate pup. They're the ones who behave like pups even when they're on two legs. They've got that kind of loyalty to their friends or to their family, and they respond to praise and physical affection with that type of loyalty. A second type is the gear pups who get into it for the appearance. They love the hoods and the muzzles and the fist mitts and the suits. Like one of my pups over here, Hunter, has the Dalmatian suit that he wears.
Yeah, I think he perked up. He heard his name.
Yep. The third type is, from a history perspective, is actually the oldest, most traditional type, which is the humiliation pup, or I refer to them as curs. But from my understanding of the tradition, is pup play came out of back in yonder days in the bars. Tops would make their subs behave like dogs as a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was humiliating. You were treating a person like a dog, not a person getting into the mindset of a dog.
Expecting them to drink out of a bowl.
Expecting them to drink out of a bowl or lick people's boots or just be down on all fours. And generally, you know, treating them like an animal. And of course, as with every other punishment anyone's ever devised in the kink community, some of them liked it.
Exactly. That's very true. We're perverted that way.
We embrace those things.
So, how do you feel self is going this year?
Good. The new hotel's taken some getting used to. The layout's a little odd. I feel bad for the vendors because they're so spread out. Mm-hmm. I hope they're getting the traffic that they need, but other than that, I've had a good time.
Good, excellent. Is there any particular myth or stereotype about puppy play that you'd like to address?
Absolutely, and that the big one is that people seem to assume that all pups are bottoms or subs, and that's definitely not true.
Okay.
Some pups are alphas and tops, and they will take it badly if you try and treat them like someone you can boss around.
That's good to know, because I never would have thought of it in those terms, but you're absolutely right. You have alphas, and you have the dogs that follow.
That's right.
They are so cute. I'm sorry. Okay, I wish we had video on this. You people at home, if you have the opportunity to come out and watch a puppy mosh, it's definitely sweet and entertaining and a little sexy right now. I can't even begin to explain what I'm saying. Thank you so much for your time. We really are glad. Are you going to be back next year for the 20th anniversary, you think?
I think so. We'll see. I mean, they've invited me back the last few years, so hopefully.
Will you be at any other events that you want to tell people to look for?
Yeah, actually, Southeast Black and Blue is coming up in mid-August.
Mm-hmm. And where's that at?
That's here in Atlanta. It's being held at the Atlanta Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
It's another smaller educational event. It's just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're doing classes during the day and then hanging out at the bar in the evening. There's a barbecue on Saturday afternoon with demos of various types of things, you know, CBT, breath control, cigar play.
Yeah, because this is not by any means your only interest.
No. I've got a pretty wide range of interests.
Okay.
So.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you for letting us into
your little puppy world, and I've enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thanks for coming.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza, click on your back button.